IVM.
All right, please note that the language and ideas presented on the show might not be suitable for everyone. If you're under 18, make sure your mom isn't around. If you're over 80, why is your mom around?
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
On Cyrus Says, we meet 16-year-old Karma Aditya, who's a boy who doesn't do homework. He doesn't believe in school. And I'll tell you why. He believes in Antarctica and the world beyond. And his beautiful father, Shrenik. I say beautiful because I haven't met him.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
Okay, here Cyrus Says, point to ponder. We just went through Christmas and New Year's and people send you greetings all the time. My point is, if it's not a personal greeting with your name in it, what's the point? I mean, what kind of greeting is just 10,000 similar greetings to 10,000 people on your phone? So that greeting has no value. I cancel it forever and I ask you to send me personal greetings or no greetings at all. Greetings on Cyrus Says, by the way.
And that's what Cyrus Says.
Okay, here on Cyrus Says, we've got very interesting people. Finally, it's been a dearth of that for the last 10-12 weeks, with due respect to all the guests who appeared. But unfortunately, our A-list didn't happen, so we went B, then C, and then we lost the alphabet and went to Latin or something. But today, we've got some very interesting people at last, because I think that's what our show initially was all about, guys. And before I introduce you, the whole idea was trying to find people who are really interesting. This word is thrown around a lot, but for me, I just thought that we've done this whole dearth of cricket and Bollywood in India as a marketing exercise. So what about the rest? Let's find interesting people. And we found a 16-year-old. Are you 16, Karma Aditya?
Yes, I'm 16.
16-year-old boy who's done so much already in his short life. And of course, his father, Shrenik. I'll start again. Shrenik Baldota is a born adventurer, incurable photographer. And we'll get to that in a second. He's also the father of Karma Aditya, who is already at 16. You photographed the whole world. There's nothing left. You've got to go to Mars or Venus or anything that rhymes with Mars or Venus. But as far as I'm concerned, you're done. You've done everything. So let's just start at the beginning. I'll just give a... There's an interesting thing about you guys. You've traversed the globe. You've gone everywhere. Galapagos, Masai Mara, Botswana, etc., etc. I mean, you're 16. How did it start?
It's all when...
You're looking at daddy.
Yeah.
Why should you verify the answer? Beta, barabar bolo.
It started when dad took me out on weekends in Hospet, where we live in a small hometown.
Okay.
So there I started.
You were what? How old?
7, 8.
So let's rewind a bit. So then dad obviously was already into photography, right?
Yes, I was.
And even though you got a business background and all that, it's a serious interest. It's not like a mild hobby.
Yeah, it's a serious interest. Bird watching, wildlife photographing.
Boss, bird watching ka bahut matlab hai.
The birds with the wings and the nice beautiful names.
That's all an excuse. Because behind the girl with the feathers is another girl without feathers. Sorry, so you were the guy who basically, and at a time, I suppose, in the 90s and all, where a lot of people picked up cameras. It was quite a fashionable hobby. Go on,
right.
Tell us.
So what happened, I fortunately live in a small town called Hospet, Hampi. And nature was endowed.
Hampi is Karnataka, right?
Karnataka, right. Okay. We come from there.
Okay.
So we had the best of both worlds in terms of work. At the same time, nature was beautiful. So I made the most in terms of outdoor activities. And
any influence for you as a young man, or this was just something you picked up?
That's something I picked up. My first camera I picked up 18 years ago when I went to Antarctica.
Because I read my first Playboy magazine at 11 for some bad reason. And I also want to become a photographer. But then I was told, you have to photograph other things as well. Like plants and curtains and, you know, unimportant things like that.
We will come to that. We're still with the plants and insects.
So we'll have to keep it down a bit, yeah.
Right. So I think I picked up my first camera when I went to Antarctica about 18 years ago.
Why did you go to Antarctica?
I like exploring and I like...
Tell me the truth.
Challenging holidays.
We'll ask Karma Aditya to keep his ears shut on this one. Was it a girl?
No, it wasn't.
Was it a penguin?
Possibly, yes. Possibly, yes. Elephant, seals and icebergs.
So you're an animal guy, is it? Nature and animals.
Nature. Basically, I find a lot of peace
Indians
and happiness.
Indians go to Antarctica is like almost unheard of.
No, not really.
Really?
I think lots of people have gone to Antarctica.
Why don't we send a lot of them and never
about
back?
30,000 tourists going every year for the last 3 decades.
All right. Rewinding back, sorry, I keep interrupting you. So you went on your first trip. How did you discover this Antarctica idea?
No, I mean, that was always on my map. As a child, I was probably 30. Fortunately, Karma was...
Was a young Shrenik trying to just discover a new world? Or you
yes.
had ideas about, you know, I'll see this and that and the ice and that and I don't know. What is Antarctica,
yes.
to be frank?
So I would say that I would like to explore one holiday which is offbeat. So whether it was Antarctica or going to the North Pole.
You went alone?
Yes, I went alone. going to the North Pole. I would do one holiday which is a little more offbeat. Feels a little more exploring.
What happened to Goa, Kerala in the sun? No interest in Rajasthan. Straight away Antarctica, we'll go there with 15 sweaters. Yeah.
Right.
What did you see? What did you photograph?
Oh, excellent landscape. I mean, every day was a different... It's out of a world
experience. Did it meet your expectations?
Oh, beyond my imagination. Beyond my imagination.
The colors and...
The colors, the wildlife, the weather conditions. It's something that just because it's so pristine, because there's no human influence.
What a wonderful thing to say. I hope we can loop that 15 minutes. Because no human influence. It's the most beautiful language I've ever heard.
So that's how it makes it so unique. I mean, every place
what
has
do you do
its
for food
charm.
And all there?
Oh, we stay on ship. So okay. Basically, we stay on a large ship and then we get down onto a small Zodiac, a 10-seater. And the whole ship gets off on that small Zodiac, explores the island. Comes back, and each island has something to offer. It could be a volcanic crater, it could be a colony of penguins, fur seals, icebergs, and name it.
Wow. What an experience, really. And I'm thinking of my holidays when I was 19, 20, your dad's age. I think we went to Goa with five girls on a bus, and the bus banged into another bus, and then we went to hospital for some time. Nothing like his experiences, nothing to photograph, just things to forget. I'll fast forward a little bit because I want to keep Karmadeva in the conversation, but it's important to know, Shrenik, your dad, of course, is an influence. Many fathers are. In my case, in my son's case, it didn't happen. So, Karmadeva, tell us now, I don't want you to think, just in your mind, as a young boy, when did you suddenly realize that, I'm sure it's all over the place in your house, but when you suddenly realize that, oh, what the hell, let me pick up a camera?
It was when Dad gave me my first camera. So that was my toy, I used to play with
how
it.
How old would you have been? 6, 7, 8?
8, 9.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Were you following what he was doing? Were you following his experiences? Were you interested in that before that?
Yes, and I always wanted to.
Okay, so go on, sorry, I interrupted you, go on.
So that's how it started
off. What was that first? Do you remember the first camera? What was it?
It was a Canon. A small dad's old Canon. So that's what he gave me. That's what I used first.
And then what did you do? What was your first experience?
I started clicking pictures in the
room. Of your toe. Of your knee.
Yeah.
I won't mention anything else. Well, what the hell, yaar? Then you can't just go to the North Pole like that. So, you know, you have to start somewhere. Yeah.
And then I saw Dad how he used to go take pictures outside, and I always was inspired that he's getting so many good shots. Even I want to get some. So that's how it all started.
So as an 8, 9-year-old, so already in the class, word was going out, this guy likes to, you know, take photographs. Is that it? You started making a name for yourself?
No, not at all.
So it was just a private hobby.
Yeah,
I can add to
that. There's one more private hobby I can't discuss.
I think Karmadeva is a blessed creative guy. So he had... he is a good painter. He's a good artist.
Yeah, I was going to come to that.
He does a lot of sculpting. Mm-hmm. So he has that. He's creatively very
blessed.
Let's
go through his list quickly. Karmadeva, and this is a young child, well before 16, was a go-karter, trekker, skydiver, painter, sculptor. He's participated at cancer detection camps, visited women's self-help group meetings, volunteered at RO plant, whatever RO plants will tell me, at villages, interacting with rural students and teachers. It just doesn't sound like you're a regular guy.
I think
regular selfish young Indian male is doing nothing like that. I grew up, you know, with, I can't think of even one act of charity.
I think,
except when I left home.
I think Karma likes to give. I've seen that as a child, even now. So he's very happy when he is there, when he's giving. So I found that...
Where did he get all this trekking and skydiving and all from? Because that's not really something you've easily done in...
Oh, he's a totally outdoor guy.
He's pointing to you.
He's totally an outdoor guy. And I think the beauty is nature actually is... everything, best things in life are free.
So Shrenik, that's a Beatles song.
Best things in life.
Absolutely. Shall I sing the next?
So when we go out, we came to Bombay 4 years ago, and the first thing we did was, what do you do on a weekend? So we finally found
park the car.
No, we found the flamingos at Sivri.
Correct.
And Karmadeva has done 2 books on the elite Mumbaikars, which he calls.
Yeah.
Where there are like...
The only good-looking Mumbaikars, may I tell you.
30,000-40,000 flamingos. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's 10 minutes from home, just to be there.
Wow. But again, because he pointed to you, so were you a guy who did all the outdoor sports as well?
He is a total outdoor guy, whether it's go-karting. He started driving on the this thing at age of 11.
We'll have to...
then he doesn't drive.
Just kidding. Of course he doesn't drive, Shrenik. Of course he doesn't know how to drive.
He doesn't
someone
drive.
Someone look like him who drove here age 14.
He doesn't drive on the road.
Shrenik, I just want to understand again. So you yourself are an adventurer.
Yes.
You also did skydiving. But there's no way. I mean, how does a young kid somewhere in the middle of Karnataka find this, all these different,
Yeah, I think there is that influence of me. I think me and Rashmi both.
Rashmi is your wife?
My wife. You've done many adventures.
What kind of people are you? I've never met people like you. You're running around, jumping from trees, skydiving. The little kid is skydiving. Our kids are playing like bad cricket.
That's what Cyrus, my wife, told me when I took her for a Earthwatch NG camp to catch crocodiles in Botswana.
Wow.
She said, is this a kind of a holiday?
To catch crocodiles?
Yes.
Can you please explain?
The whole exercise was to catch crocodiles, size them up, take blood samples, tag them.
Oh, check the situation. Okay.
So
did you get to handle crocodiles actually?
Yeah, we caught about 24 crocodiles.
With your own hands?
Yes.
Was he there?
No, he was... I think he wasn't born
there. He was a baby crocodile.
Yeah, he wasn't born. So yeah. I think Rashmi partnered with me on many such expeditions.
And you held them in your hands. I've seen that on Nat Geo and all
Nat Geo.
That. But it must be quite an experience.
Yeah, it's an experience to give back because the idea is to size them, measure them in the panhandle so that... that's the top predator. So if they survive, then everything else in the fauna and flora is right.
Yeah. Here the top predator is what? The chief minister. Just kidding, sir. Just a bad joke. Yeah. All right. Let's get back to Karma Aditya for a second because he's doing all these different things. So before we get into the main thing, which is, of course, Antar Clicker. So you were following your dad? I mean, just tell us what you're thinking when you, as a young boy, when you're doing all these different things, especially all the self-help and helping other people.
I was following my dad. I've always got it from him.
He says you have a charitable bone in your body. He says it's completely you.
I love to give. I get that happiness when I do something for people. I just get it and I like it.
If you simply park my car for me every day, I would be your biggest fan. You don't have to spend money also. Give me 5 minutes, just park the damn car. And in any case, you started driving at 11, they all know the podcast is finished. Most illegal podcast ever. Yeah. No, it's amazing. Your story is amazing. Painting, sculpting? I mean, that's one creative area, you know? It's a little different. So where does that come from?
Everything introduced by dad, this painting, sculpting, I've always
liked. So he does all this?
No, he helps me sometimes. And
by
then,
painting, we don't mean painting the bathroom and all. No? We mean real painting. Yeah.
Real painting on canvas. Huh. So I get ideas sometimes from him and I try to do it.
Have you done exhibitions?
Of painting? No, never.
But are you good at it? I mean, it's a stupid
question. He's very good at it. Maybe that should be the next. He has done some great artwork, which I always wanted to present. But I think... it's not complete as something that I can
he's
present.
He's 16.
But he's done some great art in terms of sculptures also.
And sculpting, it's rare to see the being a profession at both. You know, I mean, almost. So tell us, sculpting, what have you sculpted?
I've made a few clocks, small clocks.
Nice.
And with scrap. So I only sculpt with scrap metal and that.
Scrap is one wonderful idea because there's plenty of that in India. You're doing good work in a way. Just by doing scrap, yeah.
Yeah, and I think built... with two drums, a small, you know, plane, just for showpiece. Small plane with two
with
drums.
Two drums.
Yeah.
Yeah, then two drums, then he's built a satellite with the...
sounds like Spice Jet. Drums. I'm a little worried.
The largest one I think he created was a 30-footer Terminator kind of a personality using the truck's back dumper.
Yeah.
And it's still
there. How do you get that? While they're sleeping.
So, he's very creative. He knows what to pick. He has an eye for things and detailing.
And the trucker got up and said, "What the truck?" Excellent. 30 feet high.
Yeah.
Oof. That must have taken days, no?
Yeah, then he gets people to weld it with people, the help of people.
But how does he manage normal studies and the usual crap that a teenager has to go through?
I think he gets his time. That's his growing time.
He doesn't look unrelaxed. Relaxed. What are you on, boy? Your dad's here. All right, very, very interesting life. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of other things before we go into break. One is, what is RO Plants at Villages? And also the other charitable stuff that you do. What is RO Plants at Villages?
RO Plant is basically providing pure water to the village people, which they don't have access to.
The village people is a rock group that gave us YMCA. You mean people in villages?
People in villages.
Yeah.
So giving them pure water to drink, which they don't have there.
What does RO stand for?
Reverse osmosis.
Reverse osmosis. Shrenik, I studied science. You don't have to explain it to me. But just in case people don't understand, what is reverse osmosis?
So basically clean water. So villages to give clean water. So it's like a program which a corporate, we do it and then install this so that they will...
So you do it from your company point of view, you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
And then it's monitored to see that it serves the purpose and there's an income from A village to B village, self-help
simple
groups.
Simple thing like water. Can you believe it? And just looking at the first test match, South Africa, India, they had drought in Cape Town and suffered so much. It's amazing just how we take water for granted. Well, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about why they're really here, which is Antarctica, a photo exhibition on the end of the world. 12 to 17 Jan 2018, this year, NCPA Piramal Art Gallery. 12 to 17 Jan, go and check it out. We'll take a break and then we'll come back. All right, we're talking here with Shrenik and Karma Aditya, and they're just very different people, and I mean this in a very nice way. The whole reason you're here is a photo exhibition on the end of the world. We'll come to that in a second. It's 12 to 17 Jan 2018, NCPA. Please go and visit the Piramal Art Gallery, that is. Antarctica. My tongue takes a long time to get over it, but it's a very interesting thing. We'll just get into it right now. It's a photo exhibition on the end of the world. Is that a negative, world ending?
No, it's the world's end is Antarctica, so it's the bottom.
Oh, world's That's end geographically.
Geographically.
I thought, the world is over. Yeah. You voted the wrong party into power and we're in trouble. Sorry. So please tell us more.
Yeah, so I think Karma Aditya is 16-year-old and he's captured some awesome moments.
I mean, I'll go through some of them for you. Just tell me what they are. Whales breaching. That is coming onto this.
No,
not coming onto the beach. That's beaching. Sorry.
When the whale comes out of the water and breaches.
Oh, you the jump you're saying?
Jump, the jump. Oh. It's a very rare sighting.
Why did they do that?
I think this is playful. I mean, just playful, and then they come out.
Oh, they're like Indians!
Interestingly, we were 300 people on board, and
so it's a rare sight, is it?
It's a very rare sight. Of the 300 photographers, were the best in the best. Karma Aditya was the only guy who could get that photograph.
What are you saying? It'll be like this a second and a half or something, right?
We were all there, but we were not there the right moment.
But they had
the
cameras on, right? It's like watching a game.
Everything.
You know, the football or the cricket ball. So how did you do it? Just luck?
No,
I had patience. I was standing there while Papa thought that the whale has gone behind, so he'll go to the balcony and take a picture from there. But when he reached there, the whale had already breached. So I was standing on the deck.
But he breached at the original position.
Original position, where it was.
Sorry, you know.
But more interestingly was, I think the background of that was, normally when there is a whale sighting on the ship, the ship announces there is a whale sighting at 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and people take their cameras and go out. We've been doing that, but then when you go and check the logbook, it shows that they had so many sightings, but they didn't announce. So Karma was very disappointed. So one afternoon, while there was a lecture going on Shackleton, he was sitting next to one of the instructors, and he heard on the walkie-talkie that there is a whale at 2 o'clock. So he ran out of there. I saw him go. I didn't think much. I think he ran. So I think something is there. And following me, I think 4 or 5 people more left. Maybe about 15 people were by the time we were there. We could see this whale doing this play right at the bow at 2 o'clock.
Which whale? Killer whale?
It was humpback whale.
Humpback whale. They were humpback 60, whale. 70 feet?
Yeah. And he just did this phenomenal presentation.
And it goes up like standing vertical, basically.
Yeah.
Wow. And you got the shot.
Yes.
Please, people go and see it in Piramal Art Gallery to believe it. So you got the shot with him standing upright?
Yes.
Wow. And the background, obviously, of the beautiful sea. Wow, fantastic. And would you say luck, anticipation, something in between, is it?
I think it's luck and patience, both. Both paid me off well.
All right. Seal sleeping, that sounds simple enough. But where do you find them? You have to go onshore.
Onshore, yeah.
Are they aggressive?
The first seals are very aggressive. You can
see. I got attacked once. I was like almost, they were like, I was taking a picture of a penguin. Huh. I didn't know what's behind me.
Huh.
And that guy was chasing me unless the instructor from the ship came and shooted away.
But he chased you as in to attack?
Yeah, right behind, like, not leaving me.
See, they don't want us on the island. Just understand, it's a perfectly right decision made by the seal.
Yeah, all the right. First seals can be very dangerous and the bites are
What do you mean
lethal.
By first seals?
There are different types of seals. No, there are different types of
seals.
These are smaller seals. The elephant seals are larger seals.
Okay.
But these fur seals are very aggressive and can be dangerous.
And the elephant seals don't bother.
Will not bite, will not bother, very sloppy.
They believe in not moving at all.
Exactly.
Those are my kind of animals. Just hang out. Birds flying, what kind of birds?
Albatross.
Wow. Is this supposed to be a bad omen for the ship?
No, albatross. Yeah.
Giant petrels.
How big is the albatross's wingspan?
The giant petrel is the biggest.
It's not the albatross?
No, giant petrel is the biggest.
It's about 11, 12 feet.
Yeah.
Wow. And you got like a close of that?
How close they? They also fly above your ship deck and all that. So
well, is it because you're feeding them? Why were they?
No. Because of the motors behind, there's lots of fish killed. So they come feed the...
So while we're murdering the marine life with our boat, they get to eat something. All right, fair enough.
So the interesting thing about the petrel and giant albatross is what?
Is that they can fly without flapping their wings for a long time.
They glide, no?
They glide.
But they must be picking up hours. Hours without even flapping their wings. Yeah. It's amazingly unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could they take one of us on them? They're pretty big birds. You think a human could go astride? Have you tried that? Now that photograph is worth looking at. Please get me that. All right. Sure. Vivid detail on many other things. Can you explain, because these are really difficult to understand. Photographs, emotional awakening that impacts way more than just statistics and numbers. So what did you see in terms of geography or geology? What did you see there?
In Antarctica?
Yeah.
The lots of...
Beyond the marine life, I'm saying. Well, what hits your eye?
The icebergs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are they scary?
Colors, they're huge. They're huge. You're nothing in front of them.
And different colors?
Different. It's all different colors of
what
white and blue.
Seeing? Wow.
Yeah. Iceberg is...
To be a beer.
as big as probably, you can say, 5-6 square kilometers.
Wow.
And that's just the 1/7 outside and 1/7 is inside. So it's outstanding. I think the pristine beauty is the icebergs.
All right. So tell everybody who comes to Piramalar Gallery to see this exhibition, what basically they're going to get out of it.
They're going to see lots of wildlife, sunsets, lots of iceberg.
And also a world that is possibly hidden from us.
Yes.
Also, what do we know about Antarctica, honestly?
Also, I think there is a streak of line of thought of Karma's view on global warming. Mm-hmm. He thinks...
Is it similar to Donald Trump's?
No, not really.
No, not a fan?
He believes that, these are very pristine places that could be protected. I think... showcasing them would
so
be...
So, frankly, he's given up on India, and rightly so. We've got straight to save Antarctica. There's hope there. Here we got nothing. Yeah.
So, conserving the ice and not melting ice from there. In fact, 1 month after we came back, we saw the entire Ross Shelf break. That was devastating.
So can you explain that again?
1 month after we came back, there was a huge shelf that broke off.
Right.
I mean, it happens once in a millennium or something. It broke off.
As in it...
It cracked from Antarctica and came out. Oh. So that means the sea levels eventually will rise because that ice would melt. Hmm. So the
That ice we could use for parties. I mean, look at that. If you're 5 kilometers of ice, I mean, I could party a whole of Goa, Karnataka, come to tips of Maharashtra. We'll avoid Gujarat with the cons of alcohol there, so ice will go to waste. Yeah. Wow.
So I think the exhibition is more about photographs, how a young boy has captured them, a little bit of how beautiful and pristine Antarctica is, and how we should, as a child, look at it in a different age thought process.
Okay, so what do you say in your words, Karma? What would you like to tell people out there? Because you're a young man, you're 16. I think your voice is far more interesting than any of ours. What do you want to tell them? Because we let's face it, we get up in the morning, we go to our daily lives, and nobody even thinks about anything. Forget the iceberg. We only think about the road that we're on.
I think it's a very beautiful place because it's not touched by humans at all. Mm. And I think it's a place to visit because there are lots of wildlife, penguins, thousands of penguins, breeding, albatross breeding. You can see, it's amazing. It's just fantastic.
Best moments of your life?
Yeah. Yeah. The best holiday I ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Shrenik, what about you? You've gone to Masai Mara. I've been to, it was lovely watching all the wildlife in the wild, literally. But is Antarctica the best thing that you've ever seen?
I think every place is beautiful. Antarctica, I think, is top one. Galapagos. I also tried to do the edge of space flight, where you go at 70,000 feet on a MiG.
What are you saying?
Yeah, where you can see the Earth's curvature.
MiG can go 70,000 feet?
Yep.
And then?
At Mach 2, and then you can actually see from the Earth's curvature. So you can see.
Can you take photographs or it's impossible?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Are you going on the MiG next?
I don't know, I might. I don't know.
He's an adventurous guy. So he has done wing walking. That's standing on a biplane and flying. He's done skydiving.
I'll tell you one thing. For you, marriage is going to be really easy. You've gone through all these hardships already. There's nothing. It's going to be a walk in the park. Do you have a girlfriend, Karmaditya?
No.
What do you do to party now? We've seen your serious side.
In 10 words.
Oh, God, that 10 side of crap. When will we end this education nonsense? There's so much more for you to do out there. So when you're a little older, what do you think? You're going to be like dad and just take over this environmental sort of issue?
I like it, so I might. I really enjoy it. That's what I wake up for early.
And you bring a pet penguin and albatross home?
I love animals. I would.
You can't survive it.
He has three dogs at home as pets. So.
Yeah, really? Wow. What are they called?
Messi, Snowy, and Dusky, the labs.
Okay, Messi, the footballer, or just Messi?
just
adjectives, adverbs. All right, okay. I think, we've almost come to the end of the thing. Just want to talk about Antarctica again. It's a photo exhibition on the end of the world, 12 to 17 Jan 2018, NCPA Piramal Art Gallery. Do not miss it. He's 16 years old. His father, of course, is his big influence. They are Karmaditya and Shrenik. Thank you so much for being with us, the Baldota family. Anything else you want to say? Please.
I would like Karma to add why you're doing this as a charity event. That may be important.
I'm doing it as a charity event because even I am dyslexic. And
right.
So I want to help the people who have not been detected because I know what pain they go through.
Can we quickly explain dyslexia? Because I'm a little dyslexic about this.
It's hard for me to read, write, understand. But if I understand, I will do it.
Yeah.
So it's very hard. And then people don't know around what's happening with me. People think I'm dumb.
I have a feeling a lot of pizza delivery guys are like that. I always get my order wrong. Dyslexic there. We've got to research this without being unfair. I'm sorry. I want to kill the moment.
It's a charity event, so the proceeds will go to MDA and Enectus.
In India, we don't take it seriously, right? Dyslexia? It's not really... in schools, do they allow for that?
There is a kind of sensitivity towards it.
There is.
Okay. But it definitely can be much, much better.
Better.
All right.
So I want somebody who has not been detected to detect. Even one or two is okay with me, but I just want to help them. So that's my whole idea.
Okay, all right. For those with dyslexia.
Yes.
Dyslexia, I think, is a gift. I'm dyslexic, it's a gift.
Well, look at the lives you've led.
Because
we
see the life in a different visual.
Your friends are penguins and albatrosses. Mine are the Sharmas from across the road. I would exchange tomorrow. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for being here. Again, I'm going to say it because I think you've got a special talent, young man. When I say young man, I'm talking to your dad because he's much younger than me. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, Shrenik, Baldota, and of course, Karmaditya, who's giving us this great sense of Antarctica. It's called Antarctica. Please go. 12 to 17. Only at NCPA Piramal Art Gallery. All right. Thank you,
Cyrus. Pleasure talking to you.
And we'll be back with the EMAs.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
All right, back here. Karmaditya and Shrenik are now going to find out what it's like to be in our podcast, really. This is the kind of rubbish we really do. With me is Naveen.
Wildlife massacre, right?
The Raja of rubbish, and he's going to take over. Come on, Raja.
Raja of rubbish.
Chalo.
Okay, so first question. Why did Jack and Rose did not take turns on the door in Titanic? Kunal Roy asked the question.
This is a good question because in a way it's environmentally collected because of the iceberg and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So let the Baldotas take this one. Come on, guys.
I have no idea.
Have you seen the movie?
I have.
But have you been in the waters? Like the cold?
Yes, he's done
he's
a polar plunge.
He's just come from Antarctica.
No.
Listen to the show.
You're on the ship. No, like
but they go off the ship.
He was kidnapping in the waters.
So Karma, where does he get chased by a sea lion? He's not come on the ship.
Karmaditya has done a polar plunge. That is jumping in your shorts.
Okay.
In Antarctica.
And what happens? You freeze.
Just freeze and come back. Yeah. Just an experience.
You checked everybody part?
Yeah.
Why? All right.
Then how did Jack
die? You do it.
What?
I do what? I refuse to watch Titanic because I used to pronounce it Titanic. And everybody was like offended. So
there are Titanics in there.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
But yeah, I think that's a door. If you like try to measure it, they both could have actually managed going on it. You know, so basically Rose just like totally bogarted the whole thing and didn't die.
So basically, I think Harvey Weinstein is to be blamed in some shape or form.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he designed the door. I don't know. I'm just saying. But he's taking a shot.
Alright, next question. Which is better, Seinfeld or Friends?
Seinfeld, 100%.
I think, yeah. Seinfeld.
Definitely Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is Seinfeld.
It's a dumb
Friends
question.
Friends is not a stupid show, as far as I'm concerned. But of course, a young man seems to be a little cynical. Yes, tell us.
He's not watching.
Don't care. If there's no polar bears, you don't watch.
He was doing so much with his life, he had no time to waste on.
Can you imagine?
I
mean, skydiving into Antarctica. Who's got time to watch Sein bloody fell?
Like, you watch in-flight movies, perhaps, to like
not
kill
even,
time.
Not even the full one. Because he's busy shooting.
Exactly.
What kind of life is that? Have you been a kid at all?
I have.
Have you enjoyed some things on the side as well?
I have.
Do you watch any telly?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
when I'm free sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So not Friends. Friends is not your thing.
I do.
You like Friends. Friends, yeah. Seinfeld, have you seen?
No. He likes his Friends. He said not the actual show.
Yeah, he watches a lot of Netflix.
Nice. Yeah. And chills.
But what, Flight of the Bumblebee?
Some really good nature documentaries on Netflix.
What do you know?
I watch nature. Have you seen BBC Planet Earth?
Of course.
So I live with my wife. I have an entire.
So I have to see Planet Earth. I don't have a choice.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the BBC part.
No, the BBC one. She watches it. I have to watch it.
Okay.
Then I have to watch Nickelodeon with my daughter. My life is full. You tell me.
Last question. P. Diddy says his superpower is his relationship with God. What's yours?
P. Diddy, the rapper. Puff Daddy, who became P. Diddy. His relationship with God.
Yeah, so is his biggest superpower.
I don't know. Are you religious?
Hey, I believe in the higher power, God, yes.
Yeah, but I think you believe in the environment more than anything else. God represents the environment.
Yeah, I think believe in God, definitely. God has been very kind and blessed.
I believe in my mother-in-law. I have a lot of fear.
God saved the eyes.
I can say that. Yeah. I'm very fearful of my wife too.
She's listening. She's 10 feet away. My mother-in-law never hears this show. I can say what I want. Mother-in-law. I can say what I want.
But we haven't answered the question.
What's the question?
What is your superpower?
My superpower, honestly, I think is the fact that I have a torso without any hair on it. Which means I'm a direct descendant of Genghis Khan. Which means, you know, on another day, I could ride a horse in cold conditions.
Nowhere you are.
And shoot backwards with bow and arrow. Can you believe it? I tried it. Fell off the horse.
These guys are already like superheroes.
They're not interested. They're not going to Mongolia. They're still at Antarctica.
All right, cool. That's it for the AMAs.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. Karma Shanik, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much. Guys.
All right, let's end with a tribute to penguins. Can you make a penguin call? Was that you?
Trying to do my penguin voice.
That's a good one. That was a really good one.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was.
Can you try? Come on. Is that it?
Yeah. They do a lot of that.
Oops.
I can do Walters as well.
Can you do it alone? Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. If you have any questions, write to us online and you can mail us as well. We will answer. We have a doctor in the house called me.
And that's what Cyrus says.